1532. This is dated the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar in the year Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I received your letter with regards to Mr. So-and-so, not to say his name. He is very unhappy. The Rebbe says, what could I do? I cannot argue with everybody individually. When Mr. So-and-so several months ago showed me the blueprint of the machine that he's going to set up, I told him then immediately that you need to make in this machine inside hollow sticks so that the material shall penetrate the dysfunction, not only from the side, but also from the inside. I also told him my reasoning and my rationale, that since it's a large bunch of sacks, it's very difficult that the air pressure should penetrate from one end to the other end. So, understood, he listened to everything that I suggested for him, and then he did it differently, which means he did not insert those hollow pipes, those hollow sticks that I said. And now he's complaining that it's not complete. I'm not upset, God forbid, because since he heard this from a man who has a beard, and then the engineer told him differently, so he didn't have a choice. Who's going to listen to the rep? Or he's going to listen to the engineer. But in any event, the way it's now he's upset from this. However, notwithstanding all the above, I saw from my father-in-law even greater things. And my hope is that notwithstanding all the above, in the end of the days, all matters will be with great success, and he will see with his eyes of flesh, literally, physically, and he will be able to count it with the fingers, the money, the results is going to come in very, very down to earth. And it's, I'm almost, it seems like that, right? Again,